This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053, asking the questions that matter. Like, have you ever had a vacation romance?
Not sure what that is.
877-881-1053. Like, you meet somebody on a trip, and depending on what stage you are at in life, you hold hands and go up from there, depending on how old you are and all that good stuff. And, like, maybe you text back and forth, or like you send them a postcard or whatever in the future, or something less old sounding. And then like, but that was it.
Dude, postcards are dope. Don't worry about that. Yeah, postcards are still cool. I think it's awesome when your friend has decided, or a family member has decided, that they're thinking of you while they're, you know, somewhere else on the other side of the planet. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to send them a card to let them know I'm thinking about you. I think that's really cool still.
I do too.
But yes.
You have had that?
When I was younger.
Alec, have you had that?
See, I've never really vacationed for real, so no.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, didn't have much money growing up, you know? So.
Yeah. I just went to see family in New Mexico. That was where...
You didn't hook up with a family member, did you?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. That felt like a logical follow-up question.
Well...
Hot 5-on-5 action.
Okay. So I was just curious.
I do have five people in my direct family. That's weird.
Oh, no.
I always wanted to have a vacation romance, but it feels like now, since I'm married, that's probably...
940, probably. I married my vacation romance.
What?
Just celebrated 15 years from the 858 had forbidden Vegas romance. Cool. Found out she was married. Felt horrible. I get it. From the 903, nope, never happened. And from the 817, yep. With a met a girl on vacation once, and we actually decided not to exchange information.
He said he tapped this girl.
Call it a one-hit wonder.
Wow.
Jeez.
Dude, can I tell this story?
I have no idea what you're about to say.
When we went to Mexico a couple years ago, we're sitting there, and Avery kind of, he got dark, he was in shape, and he's, you know, he's looking handsome and everything. And... He's in the big pool playing the water volleyball. All right. And I see this girl just puppy dogging him. I mean, anywhere he goes, she's kind of right around, just her and her friend are chatting and everything. And the next thing I know, he comes over to me and he's like, Dad, I think this girl wants to hang out. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. It was my birthday. And he asked if he could go hang out with her on my birthday night. And I was like, it's fine. Cause I had COVID and I was sick and I didn't know. And so I told him, I was like, go have fun. Turns out he was 14. She was like 17 and she looked younger than him, honestly. And then he told her, he texted her and said, hey, I need to block you. Cause she lived in like El Paso. He said, I need to block you and I will text you back whenever I'm 18. So he told her whenever he turned 18, he would reach back out to her. And
wow.
So he wished her a happy birthday. She wanted him to go to her prom and all this stuff. And I was like, dude, it's El Paso.
It's
so far away.
Okay.
So that was Avery's story.
Wow.
I should have let him tell. But I was proud of him, you know?
Okay.
There's a lot of people that have experienced this.
Okay. Cover. Look, we're going to intertwine some of those experiences.
J-Met had a Titanic style encounter on his first cruise.
What does that mean?
Ship went down.
Oh. And you're dead?
Maybe
did
not.
Did you get the point of that movie?
That he painted a girl, obviously, or drew her. Isn't that how it? Know what happened? They went down to the car and. Kevin, what's going on?
If you keep talking, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it through this segment without laughing. That story you told was just the beginning of it was amazing. All right, go ahead and give me cut number 10, if you will, please, Alec, because I want to talk a little bit more baseball. We have so much to get to right there, and I want to talk about Jacob DeGrom.
Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss. DeGrom with a heater at 98, that in the top third of the zone, and he strikes out Laureano.
So Jacob DeGrom back on the All-Star team, and I know we're going to talk about the Rangers' bigger picture in a little bit, but how pumped were you to see this for DeGrom, especially when, you know, you go back to G-Bag's conversation with CY and saying, like, hey, they were going to go for it on the no-hitter, and he was like, I really wanted this. And then DeGrom himself is like, just being back around the game's amazing, and like to be getting All-Star is really cool. Like to see how excited he is to go for these things and get these things, I just think it's super cool.
Yeah, it's been 3.5 years since he's been an All-Star. Kevin, I'm not personally connected to DeGrom.
Okay.
I feel like I have a personal connection to Evaldi.
Sure.
And DeGrom, and I don't know if it's because he keeps his distance. It just doesn't feel like we know a lot about him. And there's a lot going on here, but I just don't feel like I know enough about him personally.
Right.
But I know whenever he walks to the mound, I might be able to see something special happen.
Right.
And when I say something special, I mean, I'm talking like it could be perfect game day. He has that kind of dominant stuff, and he still does, which is really fun. So yeah, it is, I'm excited for him. I do think that Evaldi had some really good numbers, comparatively, like
if he would have missed time, I think they both would have been All-Stars for sure.
Jared may have thrown these out there for like 75 innings. If anybody has done that, he's like top five in every category. Like he's had that, but it is the thing that I love about DeGrom is this is the first time I will say in my entire history of being a Rangers fan that a pitcher chose Texas and is considered the best pitcher in the game.
Right.
Because I don't know how that all worked out, but it just feels like DeGrom said, I will choose Texas and I will bring the best pitching you've ever seen. And he is looking like that pitcher that we expected him to be. So I'm very excited for him.
Now, former Texas Rangers pitcher who had consistently flirted with being the best in the game or one of the best in the game, see, Yu Darvish is going to make his season debut today. You just said you weren't connected with Jacob DeGrom. I realize Yu Darvish hasn't been here in some time, but do you still feel any level of connection? Do y'all still feel any level of connection with Jacob DeGrom?
With
Yu Darvish. With Yu Darvish. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because
I got DeGrom on the brain.
Last night, and by the way, I don't think that any team should have to play out of their time zone on the 4th of July. I think they should all be in their own time zones.
Oh.
It's just my suggestion. And also last night was kind of, it was a late game, you know, that's what that was, but in the manager, they were asking him, hey, you know, Yu Darvish is set to come back. And he said, he brings a great energy to the clubhouse. They get excited for it. We did too, right?
Yeah.
Didn't like anytime yes. We knew Yu Darvish was healthy and available, man, we knew that we were going to watch something fun that night. So yeah, I never felt like we got what we were promised out of him.
I agree.
But then I look back and go, damn, he was really good. Like he was that dominant and still didn't live up to my expectation, but maybe my expectation was too unreal.
Yeah. Look, I feel like the hype behind him was what spiraled out of control because he's had a very good career. But the way it was described is like he'll step in almost day one and be the best.
Yeah.
And then you saw some outings that you're like, holy crap, they weren't kidding about that.
Yeah.
And so I think the fact that he's just been a good pitcher throughout his career is like oddly somewhat of a disappointment. All right. One of the players that we've talked about again and again and again throughout the first half of the season is Cal Raleigh. And I'm going to bring it up again because if you're in a category where you're lining up with some of the best that Ken Griffey Jr. ever had, you've had a hell of a start. So he had a couple of home runs. I believe it was on Friday night that got him up to 35 home runs before the All-Star break, which is tied for the fifth most in MLB history before the All-Star break, going back to 1933.
Oh, wow. Before Milt Plum.
That is a football player, but yes. It ties him with Griffey in 1998 and Luis Gonzalez in 2001. I wonder why that was. And then Barry Bonds holds the record with 39 home runs at the break in 2001. Now, you look at where Raleigh is, and the fact that he's a catcher, I think, makes this even more unbelievable. He could potentially break Bonds' pre-All-Star break record as a catcher is wild.
Yeah, that is really wild, really cool. Then also makes me sad. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because he plays
for another AL West team.
Yeah, and Kevin, do you know who leads our team in RBI right now?
Not Wyatt.
I believe that I heard Sean and RJ this morning say it's Josh Smith. Do you happen to know, Cal Raleigh, do you have his numbers pulled up right now? How many RBI does he have right now?
74.
The leader for our team, I believe, is Josh Smith at 22.
Holy moly.
Does that? Oh, no, hold on. Adolis has 49. What did I hear this morning?
Yeah.
I don't know what I was hearing this morning. But yeah,
you think they just 49. Gave you inaccurate
information? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
All right. So do you feel better now?
I do feel a little better. Yeah. He has 22. That's what he was saying. He's the MVP of our team. And he has 22 RBI right now.
Okay, I got
it. Okay, now I get where they were going.
But still.
But your best player has 22. Cal Raleigh has 79,000, it feels like.
74.
That's amazing.
All right, we're going to make
sure. For a catcher.
We're going to make sure only you
get. Kyle Higashioka almost matched him this weekend.
He had an incredible weekend, to be sure. All right, a couple more things for you, and I wanted to see what y'all thought about this concept. Zach Gallen. From the Diamondbacks, he said, I would like not to be in the trade conversations. He has 3 top 10 Cy Young finishes in the last 5 years. And he said, I would like for us, being the Diamondbacks, and it starts with me, to put us in a position where the front office believes this is a team that can add, where we can finish this thing out and see what happens come October. Let's see what happens. I get all of that. But at some point, no matter how good you are, you might be on a team that they're not doing anything to go anywhere. Look, you don't have to try hard to look at the Rangers to see some of the parallels.
They have the exact same record.
Yes. Yes. And so there might be some players on this team that, like, I don't really want to go, or I don't want us to trade away. But if the rest of the team is not carrying its weight, then you kind of have no choice, right?
Dude, this is what. So they have the exact same record. Rangers are 11 games out of their division. Diamondbacks are 11 and a half games out.
Okay.
The other parallels are very different. Diamondbacks have scored and given up 461 runs this year.
Oh, so they're dead even?
Dead even.
Oh.
Rangers are at 340. So they've given up and scored, like, the Rangers at 340 and 315. The Diamondbacks are producing. They aren't keeping people from scoring. But then you look at that division and you're like, that division's, you're not going to be able to win it. When you're talking about there, that division, you got the Dodgers, Padres, and Giants all ahead of you right now, and you're not going to be able to catch up with them. What can you do? Keeping this group around or saying we need to add to this? That's one of those where you look at it and say, that might be too difficult to overcome. The Rangers are kind of in that same boat, but doesn't it feel like only the Astros are the problem in front of you? The Mariners, you mention this all the time. The Mariners, you don't believe it until it happens.
Yeah,
the Angels, whoever else is ahead of you, that's you. You don't. You just feel like the Astros are the only thing in your way. With them, it's 3 different teams with Gallen.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, are you concerned about Kyrie? Plus, feel like we need to do the random sports report next, right here on The Fan.
Kyrie 3, book it. Nice.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rainbow triple by Kyrie Irving.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to talk about Kyrie Irving to start off here. Plus, little note on the Mavs. And then hopefully we will get to move to the random sports report. Now, I know a lot of people have gotten concerned about this statement. I don't know. It hasn't bothered me quite as much. But I understand why some folks were worried about it. On his live stream, Kyrie was asked about being back for the playoffs and helping this Mavericks team out and everything like that. And he said, quote, "Don't hold your breath on that. It doesn't mean that I won't be back. It's just I don't want to make any predictions on when I'm going to go be back. I want to make sure I'm back at 150,000%, I do believe, better. So I'm taking my time right now to get healthy. I'm taking my time to really get my body right, other portions of my body right, and really enjoy the recovery process." And so you saw definitely some headlines that said Kyrie says he won't be ready for the playoffs or he's not going to play this season, which I think is somewhat of a misinterpretation of what he was saying. But my general question to start off with this, guys, is are you worried about Kyrie, since it feels like a decent amount is pinned on his return this next season?
And you say decent amount pinned on his return. I think all of us are feeling playoff wise, right?
Sure.
Like, 'cause I don't expect anything out of him during the regular season, maybe a ramp up late in the season if he's healthy enough. But when he said this, it just sounds like him being realistic to me.
Sure.
And a lot of times, hell, let's put the Rangers in this discussion, although I know I've had some problems with baseball talk this morning.
I believe in you.
The Rangers, what do we hear about Mally initially? It could be a couple days.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit longer than that. It's going to be a couple more weeks.
Now it's 2 months.
Yeah. We frequently get that from an organization.
Sure.
In that they want to keep you holding on as long as possible.
Right.
Please put the injection into your elbow and let it stay there as long as you can. Kyrie's just being realistic about, look, something could happen. I don't want to say this and y'all go, You told me that it was going to happen this way. So he's just being realistic. And honestly, at his age, isn't that another factor that you have to take in, that it's just going to take longer to recover?
Absolutely.
And in order to do it at your age at that time, you need to do it right. You can't shortcut anything. You got to make sure everything's done right so that you can be 150,000%.
Right.
That's a tall task to ask.
Now, so not just in sports, but in life in general, I feel like we all at times hear the potential for a best case scenario and then start planning around that. I know I'm guilty of that all of the time. But obviously in sports, you want to plan around your worst case scenario. All right, so worst case scenario, Kyrie's not even back and ready for the playoffs. How do you plan going ahead with the Mavericks? But I can also tell you, as soon as I heard, hey, they think maybe he could be ready by January, I was already like, all right, if he's going to miss this number of games, if he can hold up at this record, then you can clearly make a push, still be top three seed, even though we just saw a couple years ago.
Can they
do
any of that without him? I think they can be a good team without him.
Okay.
But to beat great teams, he is a piece you have to have, because I don't think anybody else on this team has proven that whenever the fourth quarter comes around, I need 25 points. I need 15
points.
A
lot. Yeah. give me 15.
I think Kyrie can give me 25.
I
need something big to happen. And whenever they make a big run, I need somebody to answer back. And he's the only guy on this team I know can.
Okay. So let me ask you guys this then. I want both of y'all's predictions. Kyrie will be back whenever he will be back. What do you think Vegas has as their early number on the Mavs' number of wins next year? So maybe Kyrie's back in January. Maybe it's March.
Not knowing when he'll be back.
Maybe he's not back.
What number they have for him, for the Mavericks? 35?
Okay.
38?
You want
38.
38. All right. Alec?
I'll go 36.
Okay. But just think about that answer, and I'll tell you the actual number in just 1 second. But just think about that. So both of you guys, with the same level of uncertainty, you have the Mavericks finishing below 500. That is not going to put them in the playoffs.
No.
Vegas has it at 39.5. Now, part of the reason is last year they finished at 39 wins. I'm sure that doesn't hurt. But Vegas also has them theoretically at 39.5 and 42.5. And so the key is, you said it, Corey, you said it, Alec, and Vegas says it right now. With the uncertainty of Kyrie, we have this as an under 500 basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going out on a limb by saying, like, I don't think you can beat the great teams. Like, you're right.
Yeah.
And people agree with you.
Yeah.
And so you go back to, and I know we got Cooper Flagg, and I'm super excited about that, but you go back to Nico Harrison saying in the presser with getting Cooper Flagg and stuff, now you guys see the vision. Okay, I'm here for it, and I hope the Mavericks do way better, but the vision for other people of this team without Kyrie is sub 500.
Right, and obviously the vision initially was built with Kyrie.
For sure.
Because he was healthy whenever all these things went down. I'm sure Vegas, too, is in a place where they're like, we have no clue how to handle the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Because they could just up and trade most of their team out of nowhere. How would we even know? Like, we would be caught off guard. They don't trust the Mavericks right now, and nobody really should, honestly, until the Mavericks prove that they can be trusted.
Well, I mean, like, so this is going to sound weird. Stick with me for just 1 second. So at one point, it looked like we were going to have Cooper Flagg on the show today. One of the things I was fascinated by is he watched a lot of DVDs of the 85-86 Celtics season. He's from the Northeast. He's a Celtics fan. I get all of that. One of the reasons that team was so badass is Bill Walton was like totally healthy that season. And as a reserve big, he was just unbelievable, helping them out in the regular season, helping them out defensively with blocks in the playoffs and everything like that. And so, like, that's where my mind starts to wander, if I'm like, what if Anthony Davis really was, like, pretty healthy? And I know the counter argument is like, oh, when's that going to happen? I hear you. But, like, that's why I brought up Bill Walton. Because nobody was like, oh, Bill Walton's. And look, the next 2 years, guess what? He didn't really play a whole lot. And so, like, that's where my mind starts to wander.
He was that great of a player, huh?
Is, oh, look, think about it. 10 years earlier, he was the MVP of the actual league. And then he just, like, had all kinds of injury problems. But when he came back, boom, 85-86 Celtics, one of the greatest teams of all time.
So he's like DeGrom.
He was, yes. Actually, kind of.
He's the best whenever he's healthy.
Yes, but there were stretches, which has led to some of our topics this week that we're going to have a little bit of fun with. But my mind starts to run away with me when I'm like, what if Anthony Davis is healthy? What if Derek Lively has started to like fill out as a full-grown man and basketball player and he stays healthy and you're going to bring back, obviously, Gafford? But if you're going to do that, then you have to look at the other side and say, all right, let's take Kyrie at face value. He's going to be cautious with his return, especially given his age and the fact that he already has a longer-term deal with the Mavericks, and you don't see him this year. And Anthony Davis does miss the time you're used to, and Derek Lively does miss the time that you're used to, and Cooper Flagg is just a regular rookie. Even as a rookie of the year, he might just be a regular rookie who like has his crazy ups and downs. And then I see that Vegas number, and I'm like, I get it,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. which I kind of hate.
It's kind of like the expectation for the Rangers.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, if they can hit like they did in 2023, we're back. Except for that one stretch late in the season where they weren't any good and they look like what they are right now.
Sure.
But then they went in the World Series and were amazing. Like, I that's who is going to be the point guard that gives you those buckets. That like we're trying to find points on this team right now, Kevin.
For
I know
sure.
Anthony Davis can score 42 on a night.
Look, they didn't bring in D'Angelo Russell because of his defensive savvy.
Yeah, so we're trying to find points for this team, and is Russell going to be a guy that can run the point guard position the way Jason Kidd wants him to run it, and be, or is he going to be like, nah, it's D'Angelo time, man. It's time for me to shine. I'm scoring 30 today. So that's the kind of concern. And will other people get opportunities, and will Brandon Williams play better than expected?
Look, man, Brandon Williams played way better than expected last year, and if he continues an upward trajectory, then that's going to change some of your conversation.
Hopefully
positively.
So. Yeah, that's
positively.
My hope. That is my hope for sure, that all the talent they have with their size right now is the factor that is the difference maker for the season until Kyrie gets back.
Yeah.
Their size right now is their advantage.
For sure.
Jason Kidd lit up whenever I brought that up. Like, you could see on his face, he was like, no, this is it's a big man sport. We have the biggest mans on the court. So let's go mm-hmm. out there and utilize that to our best advantage. But that's going to help you defensively. Your length is going to help you defensively. And it should help you offensively and offensive rebound wise. But you have to have a skill. And Kyrie definitely has that.
From the 972, planning on the Mavs to be in the lottery again this year. They're fine with this. 2026 is the year. And I get that. It's hard to ever concede a season before it begins. Like, isn't that part of being a front office or a fan or whatever? Is you do whatever mental gymnastics it takes at times to convince yourself or convince the fan base that, like, no, man, we got something this year.
There's always like, nah, this is going to be different. And you don't. Nobody else out there understands it either,
yeah.
like I do.
Yeah, and from the 2-4, why did we re-sign Kyrie? Look, Nico told me, now I see the vision, that he definitely had this plan. I'm telling you.
Fortune favors the bold.
I think that's as close.
That's
those two statements, I think, are as close as you're ever going to get to him admitting that this whole thing was a prepackaged deal, including Cooper Flagg. That's as close as you're ever going to get if you believe that, which obviously I do. But for bringing back Kyrie, Nico told us when we had him on that everything in the offseason revolved around getting Kyrie back. And when he opted out and then signed the longer term deal, he took less money this year, which facilitated your ability to bring in somebody like D'Angelo Russell.
How much would it rock your world if you found out the saying was fortune favors the bold?
Oh,
like,
man.
Would that change everything for you? And you're like, I shouldn't be bold because I always thought it was bold, but now it's bold.
Yeah. No, there are multiple examples when people, like I always say, chomping at the bit. And
yes.
then somebody's like, it's actually champing at the bit. And I was
what?
Like, shut up, you moron. And then you look into it and you're like, but you're really talking in the mirror to yourself because that person was right all along. There are a couple of different phrases like that that you're like, what's
mm-hmm.
that now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've vastly misunderstood what this phrase is. You know what? Maybe we can get into some of those phrases, but also it looks like we have a little bit of time for the random sports report. Alec, can you give me cut number 8? Because we suffered a devastating defeat last night in soccer.
Toronto the fake. Now it's hooked in. It takes the flick and it's in. It's Edson Alvarez. The flag comes up for offside. Mexico have had multiple goals ruled out for offside at this tournament. We're looking for the right decision, and it is a good goal. It is a Mexico goal. It is Edson Alvarez who's given Mexico the lead with 12 minutes to play.
So the United States would score a goal in the fourth minute to take a 1-0 lead. This is the eighth time these two teams played each other in the Gold Cup final. Corey, I know you talked about, as opposed to Club World Cup, you were more interested in this. I know the USA was trotting out a largely different lineup than perhaps they would otherwise, but were you watching this?
Yeah, I did. I did have it on as I was actually preparing for the Rangers game last night by watching some soccer.
Did you think 4 minutes in it was over and we had it?
I did. I was like, we're going to be good. This is going to be squared away and taken care of. But didn't it feel kind of like we got screwed over on this one? What was the quote that we heard from
I know there were some Mauricio U.S. people Pochettino. Complaining. What did
the
he say?
The truth was that if it happened in their opposite half in their box, for sure a penalty. And that's kind of the penalty that wasn't called, the handball in the 66th minute. That's where we got screwed over here.
It was the hand of God. You remember that from the World Cup, Diego
yes,
Maradona?
Yes, I do. Well, I mean, I wasn't alive, I don't think, whenever that happened.
I think you were.
What year was that?
86? You were alive in 1986.
I was playing soccer at that point.
Okay, I'm not
trying to get my orange slices in high C.
All right, next random sports report. And this one's sad. Do you remember Gordon Jago? Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so he was the architect behind, for a certain age, all of those Dallas Sidekicks teams.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That we remember so much. And I know for some people listening right now, like Jago, Chris Sobieski, Tattoo, that might not mean anything to you, but man, I still remember staying up late to watch them beat the San Diego Sockers to win the MISL championship. And I thought it was the most amazing thing that had ever been because, like, this is when I was a little kid and you were in the end years of Landry. And so the Cowboys weren't good. The Lakers were still in the way. Rangers were the rain.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we didn't have the Stars here yet, so I didn't care about Minnesota hockey. And so the Dallas Sidekicks, man, that's where it was at. And so just wanted to shout him out. He passed away at the age of 92, a huge part of building that team and running that team in my childhood.
Did you say the San Diego Sockers?
I believe that is correct.
Is that the biggest give-up name in the history of give-up names? That's literally the name of the sport. And they were just like, let's call it the Sockers, I guess.
San Diego Sockers. I know, sometimes I think the Miami Heat are kind of a give-up.
It's hot.
Yeah, you're like, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's called the Miami Heat. And you're like, okay, good job. And then one of my favorite things about the 4th of July, the hot dog eating contest, guys. Did you watch the hot dog eating contest and watch Joey Chestnut come back and win the title?
Alec, it was too late that I found out Joey had already won.
What?
I don't know when it was. I didn't schedule it or put it on my calendar.
Oh, man.
I just kind of...
starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay, thanks. Yep. You could have told me that Friday.
It always starts at 11 o'clock, or at least for a while.
And then I looked at the internet, and they were like, Joey Chestnut wins. And I was like, dang it. And there was no way for me to go back and watch it either. So
you can definitely go back and watch it. That's like all ESPN had was tennis and hot dogs. Those are like the only things that were happening on their network that day, it felt like. All right. One of the things I tell people again and again about why to watch the hot dog eating contest. And
the introduction is one of my favorite parts.
It is. But the people who run it, I think they're brothers. I used to think they were father and son, but apparently they might be brothers. They talk in the most amazing hyperbole ever seen. So Joey Chestnut won his 17th mustard yellow belt, and they started comparing him to almost having as many titles as the Lakers, maybe one more, and now he's closing in on the Celtics and how he's single-handedly going to have more championships than any franchise or person in the history of all sports. And they talk about it dead seriously like those things are the same.
They are.
Okay.
Championships in a sport. Isn't that what we're talking about here?
Okay. You know what? If that's the case, then, Alec, are you more impressed by Joey Chestnut's 17 titles or John Cena's 17 titles?
No, don't do that to me. I'd say Joey.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
And John Cena's his favorite wrestler of all time. So that's wild.
Not an AEW week. He's not.
And also after that Heads of State movie.
Did you watch that?
I did. It wasn't bad.
Oh, okay. Well, you made it sound like it was awful.
It was also not very good.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Idris Elba was fantastic. I'll say that.
Look, I wasn't guessing that he was the weakest link in that duo. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. What would it take for this position to win another NFL MVP? Next on The Fan.
Here we go. Aubrey nearing the end of the first quarter from 60 on the left hash. Long kick, plenty of leg. What a great call by Mike McCarthy. Just as everyone said he should do, he sends in Aubrey for a 60-yard field goal, and Dallas leads 10-0.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. So, something I saw from DraftKings intrigued me. Going back to the 1982 NFL MVP voting, where Mark Moseley, I think used to cover the Cowboys too, defeated Dan Fouts for the MVP. Mark Moseley, the kicker for Washington, defeated a quarterback to win MVP. And so what would a kicker have to do in today's NFL?
What did he do the year that he won it? Like, let's hold on. All right. I got it right here, Kevin. AP MVP 1982 field goal percentage, 95.2%.
That's not 100.
Extra points attempted, 19. Made, 16.
What?
The year before, he had better. He was 42-38 when it came. And the next year, he was 62 of 63. Now, his field goal percentage was 70. His career field goal percentage is 65. 1 year, he has 95%. That's it. I mean, like, as far as numbers go, that's all he did was make 95%. Did he hit some big ones? Is that what it was? Did he hit, like, significant, important?
It must have been, but also, that was a strike season, right? So they didn't even play the whole season.
That was them basically giving the finger to
the regular players.
Everybody there, just okay. Like, screw you guys.
So that's what we're discovering. First thing, work stoppage.
Yeah.
You'd only play like half the season.
You want an MVP and you're not a quarterback? Hope for a work stoppage.
Well, like, okay. Brandon Aubrey kicks 50 for 50. I'm dead serious about this. He goes 50 for 50 on field goals. He makes 8 from 60 plus yards.
He's going to even need to make a 70 yarder.
And he hits a 68 yarder.
He's gonna have to
break the record.
He's gonna have to make a 70 yarder.
And has 5 game winners. Does he even get in the top 5 of MVP voting?
He's number 5.
And that's
as close as he gets.
Okay.
Like that's gotta be it. I'm just kind of looking.
50 for 50. Alec, do you agree? Top 5, that's it.
Yeah, I think he gets 5, and then he ends up being talked about more than the actual MVP winner because it's like, wow. He got MVP votes. That's incredible.
Okay. Because I was just curious. Because when I saw that, I was like, I cannot envision an actual season in which a kicker wins. Although I guess 82, obviously, essentially even less than half of a season. So just wanted to throw that out there. Let's go from that to an update on the top 100 players in the NFL. I take you to number 92. And that is, number 91. That is Tua. Tua's on the list at number 91, and Jesse Bates on the list at number 92. Now we move to 90 and beyond. You know what, Corey? I'm going to give you a shot. Take a wild guess. Who's the 90th best player in the NFL? Because if you get one of these right, I'll flip out, unless you already saw it.
I've not seen it. Okay. The 90th. This low is very, like, difficult.
For sure. Like, exactly. I believe you can guess the 5th best player in the NFL. Who can guess the 90th best player in the NFL?
Yeah, because I'm just trying to figure out positions. Let's go with St. Brown from Detroit. I don't think that's even anywhere close.
Disrespectful. Alec,
and he would think so
if he gets shot in the dark, who is the 90th best player in the NFL?
Oh, man. David Montgomery? I don't know.
We both went with Lions players.
You know what? You're both wrong. Oh. It's Zach Allen, the defensive end for the Broncos. And number 89 on the list is James Cook
or something?
Yes, it is James Cook. So
I knew that one.
If we do this and you guys got one of them right, I would probably.
If it's a running back or receiver or a quarterback, doesn't it feel like we could be close?
No,
it's just like defensive line.
But if you get it like in the 40s or something, I'm still going to be terribly impressed because remember, the NFL is doing this 2 players at a time. So I wanted to throw that out there. Let's go with another running back. Did you see that Alvin Kamara demanded a redo on his first pitch?
I did.
So
I love it.
He threw out the first pitch for the Cubs, and it went poorly.
It was terrible.
It barely touched the edge of the dirt in front of the plate and was far off to the left.
Granted, he was on the mound.
He was.
He was on the rubber, and a lot of people don't go all the way up to the top of the mound to go to the rubber to do this because throwing off flat ground is easier. It just is. Your body changes when you're standing on a mound. You have to know that you need to step out and stretch. You can't just kind of short arm it. That's how it has to be. So I will give him credit for going up there and trying it. Still that story of Roger Staubach going out there and Nolan Ryan was like, hey, step down to the front of the mound. And Roger goes, no, I'm good. And then fired a 95-mile-an-hour strike.
Okay.
The rubber was awesome.
I argue that's where people run into a problem. They think they're going to be Nolan Ryan up there. When I think that you can just soft toss it in, and if you still get a strike, people will be pumped for you. Because Kamara demanded another attempt.
He did.
This attempt was better in that it reached the giant mascot.
Yep.
Which is a weird thing. You're like, hey, this person doesn't play for the team, they're going to throw a pitch to a furry at home plate, and it's a thing. But anyways, the pitch went outside to the left again, but it did reach the plate. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you think that counts
because
you don't get another shot at the first pitch, but I think people need to not think they got to dial it up so much for this first pitch. Just get it to the glove, and I think you're going to be okay.
Dude, that... I think didn't Jack Leiter have one of those pitches last night that almost hit Tatis in the face?
Yes. Yes, he did. All right. Unfortunately, I mean, it's for good. I appreciate they're doing good things, but this is for the crushingly sad story of the weekend, the holiday, maybe the entire year. The Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans both announced that they were donating $500,000 apiece, I believe. That was matched by the NFL Cares organization as well, bringing the total to $1.5 million being donated in support and resources to those impacted by the flooding in the Texas Hill Country. I think for the flooding in general, the death toll is up to 90 now. And obviously, just hearing the stories about the hotline for people whose little girls were missing and stuff, it's just, it's almost hard to talk about.
It's brutal, man.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
And it's got to be the longest days and weekends for the people that are involved, that are concerned and terrified and sad and hurt and lost at the moment. Kevin, I always say this, I appreciate the people who are doing something like that. And we talk about a lot of things with the Cowboys organization. And one of the things I do think it is important to talk about is they do some good work in the community.
I agree.
That is something that, I mean, hell, they've donated to Peace-A-Thon multiple times.
Yes.
Since we started this thing. So they've always been very helpful in the community, and I do appreciate that. I hate the circumstance that this has to come under and that anybody had to go through this at all. The whole thing's just, it's just so hurt. The compassion for as a regular human.
Yeah.
I can't fathom what some people are going through right now.
Agreed. 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 All right. So you need something to pick you up, or do you want me to tell you about Terry McLaurin?
You choose.
Damari Smith, one of the most incompetent sports figures probably of the last 30 years, is writing a book where he critiques other people. What a fun exercise this should be. So Damari Smith, who hasn't been the NFL Players Association executive director for more than 2 years, but as I said, was one of the worst in the history of sports. And I don't just mean the NFL. I mean in all of organized sports labor, one of the most ineffective leaders in any position of power at any major North American sport.
They're still getting beat.
Yes.
The players are still getting beat to this point.
Yeah, because that's what Damari Smith taught them to do.
I mean, and after that many losses, you already have that much stacked against you. Like, they just lost one after another with him.
Absolutely. And look, he says this about Roger Goodell, and I'm not saying he's wrong, but he called Roger Goodell a cold, dark void who was in the employ of Mad Men. Mad Men, who you ceded ground to and lost every single negotiation. I'm not saying that's not true about Roger Goodell, but clearly Damari Smith is just pissed that he got beat by this guy every single time like a freaking drum.
Cold, dark void is what it takes business-wise.
Probably.
That heartless thing to be able to be like, no, that's not what we're going. And the employment of Mad Men, we've always known that. All of these owners are extremely competitive, extremely rich, extremely pampered. All those things in one. And they're going to get what they want. And, hey, Roger Goodell, it's your job to ensure we get it. You figure out how to defeat the guy across from you. And Damari Smith never could win.
And then he said about Jerry Jones, if Jerry saw a dollar bill on the ground, I truly believe he'd stop and pick it up.
That's saying.
I feel like we've talked.
One of the richest men, you know, around.
I don't think he's wrong.
Is cheap, is what he says, essentially. Because he would pick up a dollar, which I think I'd still pick up a dollar too. I'd be like, oh.
You've definitely heard some behind the scenes stories that regardless of how much money they have, they might be a little stingy on some
stuff. And that's how rich people get and stay rich.
For sure. I agree.
I'm not defending it. I mean, I'm just pointing out those facts.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go back to Jacob deGrom. Does his all-star selection confirm his status as this season's Rangers MVP? Next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.